A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
You.
Talampuke.
Talampuke.
Paano mo nagawa yung...
Grabe yun.
Pero I'm sure yung first time narinig mo yun, talagang...
Did you wanna crack up? Or you're just like, nope?
When the producer showed me... Actually, pagdating ko sa newsroom,
sabi niya, sir... Save that for later.
Wala pa ba? Okay, we're rolling?
Game. Ako na.
All right.
Clap.
All right. Welcome to episode 167 of Two Niner Rider. And we have our good friends, Jay Tarok, and one of the OGs, ng TNR, back from a long vacation, engineer Jolly Alarcon. And we're going to chat about, you know, Jay's motorcycle collection. We're going to chat about how he got into this, and Jolly's expertise in geometry, trigonometry, physics,
calculus.
Restoring old bikes, diba? Si Jolly, expertise niyan.
Oo.
Mag-restore.
Pero before we get there, makimita dong ka kanina
pinag-usapan.
Ka kay Jay. We need tips, Jay. We from an expert.
Hindi, Sir Jay, alam mo na idol natin 'to pagdating sa sobrang professional eh. Pero may lumabas na video na
that highlighted that showed what a professional is.
Oo.
Diba?
Kasi kami ni Iba, ito, ganito lang kami. Hindi nga namin alam kung paano mag-ganto eh. Pero Sir Jay, pag nung nakita ko yung video, ako'y natawa eh. Pero, so, merong video na sabi about yung isda na tampalpuke.
Hindi mo mapapigilan. Natawa lang si Manny.
Sobrang ganda ng pagkakasulat ng script na yun. Malansaman pakinggan.
So, anong tanong mo, Manny?
Ang tanong ko, Sir Jay, paano mo na-keep yung composer?
Paano mo nagawa yun?
Walang game face eh. Walang facial expression. Parang, tambal puke.
hindi ko kaya hanggang ngayon.
Nung araw na yon, dumating ako sa newsroom, no? Sinalubong ako ng producer. Sabi niya, sir, sabi ko, ano naman to? May dalang script. Sabi, sir, ito yung intro dun sa isang story. Isda po yan. Basahin niyo po. So binasa ko. Tingin ako sa kanya, seryoso ka? Seryoso ka? Babasahin ko to? Kasi sometimes ano eh, pag awkward, halimbawa, tingin nila magiging awkward ka. O minsan, yung simpleng words lang. Na ito, baka mabulol ka dito sir, anong tingin mo? Pero ito talaga eh. Pero ito, ito yung pangalan ng isda. So, sa akin, kailangan ko, hindi ko alam yun eh. Palpok, sabi ko. Sige, sinerch ko pa.
Pero
tapos, oh, binrief niya rin ako. Sir, legit yan. So, yung story ah, legit din, di ba? So, sabi ko, sige, wala tayong magagawa. So, sige, gawin natin. Binasa ko. And before, ito na yung, di ba, marami news item eh. Bawa, mga pangalawa, pangatlo yan eh. Before, nababasahin ko na, tinitingnan ko na yung, may partner ako na female news anchor, si Angela. Tapos siya, tawa ng tawa. Pagtingin ko sa cameraman, hagik-hik din. Yung floor director, hagik din. Sabi ko, patay tayo.
Sige. Pero live. Is it live?
Live. Oh, live.
Alam,
eh.
Alam nila what's coming up. Everybody knows what's coming up.
Kasi yun nga, talagang, ano eh, talagang alam nila na wala akong choice. Eh. Sabi ko. So, lahat nagbabantay, no? Nung binasa ko, tapos na. And then, nag-air na na yung story, ano? Eto, yung katabi ko, talagang hindi niya mapigil. Ano pa rin? Hindi siya makapaniwala, gaya ng reaction mo. Sabi mo yun, parang...
Pero ano, yun nga, doon ang panood ko si Sir J kasi, talagang straight face eh. Ano nangyari yun,
mahirap,
Sir J?
Mahirap pa. Okay, kasi,
anong iniisip mo nung binabasa mo yung...
Hindi, focus ka, di ba? Eh, kasi yun talaga eh.
Galing.
Walang iba.
Kasi professional siya.
Wala kang choice eh. Yun yung mga tipong...
That's the job. That's the job.
Oh my God.
So, did you expect it?
Ang hindi ko in-expect, yung mag-viral.
Yun, that's my question.
Sinishare na ni Kabalustugan, sinishare na doon sa ni Zach Lucero, sinishare na sa TikTok. Nag-viral sa TikTok yata. Sabi ko, grabe to. Ang daming pwedeng mag-viral ka. Ito pa. So, wala eh. Ayun, I started getting messages from my family, from my friends.
Ano yung reaction?
Yung mga kaibigan ko na 10 years ko nang hindi ako minimessage. Bro, paano mo nagawa yun?
Ayun, that is the question.
Paano mo nagawa yun?
Yeah.
Diba? Yung iba, English, how can you do that? Diba?
Jay,
with a straight
ano,
face.
Buti ganun yung sinasabi nila, mga reaction. Hindi yung, Jay, ganyan ka pala.
Oh.
No.
Hinusgahan eh, no? Ano ba yan? Ba't mo sinasabi yan on air? Diba? Pwede kang husgahan eh.
Pero diba, for normal people saying tampalpuke
on
live TV. I mean, ang hirap ng, ako nga hanggang ngayon, natatawa pa rin ako eh, diba? Pero for Sir Jay na, game, live. Tapos parang straight face. Ang hirap nun.
There's a reason why he's a Peabody Award winning documentary filmmaker and journalist. That's decades of experience here, man. Hindi natin kaya yan. All right. Moving along.
Moving along.
So we just did our live and we talked about Moto Heritage. And I jokingly said it's an easy way for Jay to get all of the beautiful bikes around the Philippines in one place.
On Scout.
So he can pick what matches or what his next bike is. So I've got a couple
yung
of...
agenda.
Oh, yun yung talaga yung agenda wala siyang pake sa ticket sales. Wala siyang pake sa sponsorship.
Basta lumabas yung mga...
Bikes na hindi na... Yung tinatago, di ba? Nasa... Ano, para makita niya sa isang lugar and para pwede na siya pumili.
Wait, pero does it really happen na yung mga sumasali eh? Hindi, binibenta ko to eh. Gusto ko lang talagang.
Mga sumasali.
Paano ba? I was approached by someone. Hindi ko nang babanggitin baka kilala. Malamang kilala niyo. Parang, pwede ko ba isali to? Tapos, pero binibenta ko kasi baka may interesado. Sabi ko, why not? Email mo kayo, no? Diba? It's a bike show. It's a contest.
Correct.
So, tingnan natin kung paano i-judge yung mga, ano, i-invite natin na judges. Diba? Pero hindi siya normal, ano? Eh, kasi usually baby nila yan, eh. They spend, like, a lot of time, a great deal of time detailing, buying correct parts.
Oras sa
research, finding the right mechanic, detalya when joining. Just like siguro cost customizing a bike, no, it takes also a lot of ano, your skills, 'di ba? Yung oras mo and yung pag-isip pa lang ng konsepto, 'di ba? Restoration medyo kakaibang skill set eh. Tsaka yung aesthetics jolly eh, no? Tsaka I think yung passion na paano ko pa magagawang tama yung motor, paano ko pa mapapatagal, 'di ba? Maging reliable.
Yung ano, restoration kasi ano talaga yun eh. Hindi lang yan basta-basta parang gastos lang eh. Talagang yung oras, yung effort, talagang grabe yung i-commit mo dun eh sa pag-restore ng bike. Eh. Kaya weird yung sobrang pristine ng bike, immaculate talaga. Tapos bilang bibenta. Parang bakit?
Kung marami kang pera, I mean, nakakatulong yun, di ba? So, deep pockets, okay, sige, boss, kailangan natin palitan to. NOS kailangan kasi mahalata or di kaya hindi ho tama. I-coconnect
natin. Galing ni Jay. Hindi niya sinagot yung tanong ko eh. Now, going back to ano, okay, my other question to add to this is that, we had Kuya Kim on the show.
Yeah.
And my light bulb eureka moment in that episode was really about curation, right? It's about what, and you're a collector. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a collector of art, beautiful art, and your art, they go together, right? It's kind of this punk aesthetic. It's got an edge to it. You're a collector of toys, these retro, beautiful Japanese, anong tawag doon? Yung naka-cancer?
yung ano, kaiju.
Oh, yung mga kaiju na parang may lead pa yata yung ano, di ba? Lead paint.
Toxic yung material na ginagamit.
Oh, oh.
Yung soft vinyl.
Soft vinyl.
Banned yan eh.
Oo. Oh, oh.
It's a material na banned sa buong mundo, ha? Nire-regulate nila yan. I don't think they still use it. Pero may mga underground ano toy makers who uses that soft vinyl material kasi pag nilapatan mo ng pintura, iba yung parehong kulay na pula, iba yung shine, iba yung
yon,
yung nag-glisten talaga siya.
So I guess I mean my point is you really care about how it's curated, and things like that, no? What's in your collection now? And how do you decide to put it in your collection of motorcycles?
One thing hindi mawawala sa collection ko are scooters because I started with scooters. My first, I would say, a motorized two-wheel would be my Vespa,
yeah.
PX150.
Ako rin, PX150, PX200.
A lot of us started with that. No? And then natutuwa tayo, we will try a bigger motorcycle, bigger displacement.
And then magsisisi most people for selling their
first Vespa
and then getting like a cruiser.
Kasi, okay, different levels of collector, no? For me and you, siguro, we can only keep this much, okay? Pero collectors like Kim Achenza and that guy, San Yan Maki sa Batangas, that guy si Manga.
Nami museum,
Yuma or RSA.
Oh.
those guys, of course, maraming resources, maraming pambili. So, sky's the limit.
Yeah, diba? Yeah.
Malaking garahe. Tayo, maliit garahe.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? Pero, yung itatago natin, gustong-gusto natin. I heard a comment na pag tinitingnan niya nakaparada yung mga motor ko, parang, lalo na nung medyo early on, no? parang hilig mo sa exotic. Parang hilig mas dun sa hindi pang karaniwan.
Oh, so which, the curation.
Which
so,
I think, okay, pareho kami ni Maki, mahilig sa music din. I'm also into art. Sometimes, nakwento ko na sa iyo before, parang may crossroads eh. Like yung introduction ko sa art and the scooter, the choice of scooter, yung pagkahilig ko sa music and that type of art. So, may ganung crossover. At the same time kasi, parang yun yung nagdi-dictate sa'yo kung anong bibilin mo, di ba? Yung choice mo.
Okay, tatanong ko na.
Well, hindi pa niya sinagot eh.
Teka lang.
Ano yung mga motor eh?
Okay. Konektado kasi si Sir Jay. When did yung fascination ng art started?
Okay.
Sandali. Hindi pa sinagot kung ano yung mga motor eh.
Eh, sige, sige. Mabilis lang to, Maki. Right now, I have a vintage Lambretta 1969. I still have that.
Yep. The white one.
Oh, I still have the small frame, the black one. Yep. Yung finisher natin on 2019. I still have my first, I would say, kinoconsider ko na unang proper na big bike ko. My Harley. The orange, yep, Harley. Yep.
Mm. Orange pa rin. You customized it.
No, no. I customized it, pero I bought another tank for Todi to play with. Diba?
Clip on na lang.
Oh, pero yung orig tank, hinang ko lang. And then binalik ko na dahil inisip ko, sayang. I want the original.
Original.
Smart.
Of course, I got another Harley, the Fat Boy. Mm-hmm. No,
sino nang budol?
Binudol ko sarili ko. Year 2000 yung Fat Boy. Okay? Carb pa, first generation twin cam. I got it sa Palawan. Okay. Nag-shoot kami sa Palawan ng Ride PH 2001.
Sabi ko sa'yo, Moto Heritage, Ride PH,
2001, sorry.
All of the things he's doing in the motorcycle space is to find motorcycles.
Hindi, nagkataon lang yun. I've wanted a Fat Boy. Okay? When I was starting to ride way back, late 90s, 2000, kasi meron akong V-Star, Yamaha V-Star, no? It's a cruiser. I wanted it so badly to look like a Harley. Di ba? I-customize mo yan. Bibilan mo ng accessories. Bilan mo ng bucket light. Ng
lumabas eyewitness yun, no? Ginagamit mo yun sa TV before, di ba?
Ginamit ko once at it's a black
V-Star. Yeah. Okay.
Tapos may paint yung panels. Ha? Anyway, matagal ko nang gusto magka-Fat Boy. Nakakita ako sa Palawan noong 2021. Medyo may pandemic pa doon. Kailangan namin ng motor. So, kailangan ko manghiram. May mga kaibigan natin. Kaya May.
May.
Pinahiram ako ni May, Dr. May-ari, si Doc Gilbert. Hi, Doc. Sabi niya, nung sinuli ko na, sabi, Doc, sarap gamitin. Ginamit namin. 3 hours. 3 hours one. So, 6 hours kung ginamit yung
bike. And Palawan is Harley country, pare.
Ang sarap na, ang ganda ng daan, ang ganda ng daan. Yung the trees, yep, the roads.
Yep.
So, sabi niya sa akin, nung binalik ko, sabi niya, for sale yan.
Ayan!
Patay, sabi ko. Talaga?
Yan ang sabi ko.
Akala ko kung anong tanong ko. Magkano?
akala ko ikaw unang nagtanong, boss, binibenta mo ba na?
Wala.
So, yung nag-offer eh.
Iniisip ko kasi sa sobrang ganda nung pag-alaga doon sa motor, ang kinis, okay yung accessories, tama. So iniisip ko, pag sinuli ko, lang, parang syempre baby niya yun eh, di ba? Biglang binueltahan ako, for sale yan. Patay.
Okay,
doon so na natapos ang kwento.
You've got the Harley, what else is in your stable?
What else do I have? I have a Suzuki Street 125. A Bergman.
Ayan,
Street
for daily.
Practical.
Actually, ngayon...
Medyo naligaw yan, ha? I mean, if you're looking at the classic bikes that you have...
That's my... Paano ba ito? May nagsabi sa akin, yan yung beater bike mo, no? It's a bike that you use na wala kang iniisip, di ba?
It's short gonna distance. Start when you need it.
Correct. It's a modern scooter.
Yeah.
Ang sarap gamitin nun. Of course, my Say Journey is a tribute to the Faro Basso, but it's also modern. What else do I have? Yung Pulsemart, Ducati Pulsemart. So, yun medyo mahirap naman gamitin.
Parang sa yun.
Nakagamit ka na ba?
No, I never would want to put myself through that.
Tinitignan ko pa lang yung Pulsemart, parang pinapawisan na ako.
Kailangan mo ng abs eh. Si Jay Buff yun, nag-gym araw-araw yun.
Alam mo, Maki, reminiscent yun yung position mo doon. Yung cafe racer ni BMW.
Ay, yung mahaba.
Kailangan mo stretch yung arms. Yung
R90 cafe.
Para feeling ko, yung
maganda siya, di ba? Maganda tingnan na.
Pero
parang nagpa-plank ka eh. When you're riding that bike, parang clanking pare.
Iba, ina-assume mo si Jay, nagre-ride doon kasi may ab siya. May ab siya kasi nagre-ride siya noon.
Ayun pala yun. Don't get a gym membership. Get a Pulsemart.
Tama eh.
Yung pinaka-bagong baby is the Suzuki
ST400. Ayun, okay. Naked.
Ito yung ano, parang pinantapat nila sa SR400 ni Yamaha.
Ah, si Suzuki. Ay, nakita ko yun. Oh, sa IG ni Sir Jay nakita ko.
It's not a very old bike. It's a 1997 bike.
Yung ba yung Tempest?
Tempter.
Oh, sabi ko na eh.
Tempter.
Tempter.
So ano, nung dinala ko kay Pipoy sa Caloocan Sales, nakita agad ni Pipoy. So, ngayon lang nakakita niya. So, na-confirm ko na hindi talaga siya binenta sa local
Pinas,
market.
Okay. Wow.
Pinas. Sabi niya, parang ano yan ah. Parang ngayon lang nakakita niya. So, pero ang UJM siya eh. Yung mga pads niya na, di ba? Pwedeng Honda, pwedeng... Bas, nagpalit ako ng pads. Nagpahanap lang siya sa kanyang bodega.
Meron.
Oh, basta pareho ng sukat.
Okay.
So, yung mga UJM kasi, di ba? Part sharing sila.
Oh, standardized.
No? Oh, part sharing sila. So, ayun, I like how it looks like because mukha siyang British na.
Mukha siyang...
Singles.
Basically, mukha siyang Triumph.
Mukha or Norton. Parang ganun.
Galing, may fins pa yung
brake. At saka, bihira. Ano talaga yun? Ano talaga? Parang spare parts bike yung Suzuki yun eh.
Oh, parang kung ano lang yung meron sa...
Halo ng, ano? Halo ng...
Franken bike.
Parang ganun. Oh. Ano pa ba? Yun.
meron pa isa yung parang nakita ko sa movie recently eh. It's like a brand I've never heard of. Parang European yata yon. Nakikita ko doon sa Brixton eh.
Baka hindi sa akin yun. Baka kay Kim yun.
Hindi, sa'yo yun eh. It's like a... Anong bike yun?
Ano yung tsura? Scooter?
Ah, hindi. Retro, parang...
Cafe.
Custom na super limited.
Oh, anyway.
CCM.
CCM. Yun.
Wala na sa'yo.
Wala na. I sold the CCM na.
Nakasa ano? Naka-display sa siglo.
Ah.
Yung ba yun?
Bahay.
Iba yun? Oh.
Yung nakabili noon, nilala niya sa Batangas, he's building a parang resort house na. Gagawin niya parang display ng motorcycle yung baba.
So how many bikes can you keep in your garage? You're limited by space, right?
Oh, maliit lang eh. Hindi naman malaking garahe ko. Siguro 7 or 8.
And right now, how many bikes do you have?
7.
So may space for one more?
Kasi pa isa.
What's the next one?
Yung iba nakila Jolly.
Uy, Maki.
Isa akin.
Baka may Spotify si June.
What's the next one? What's the next bike?
I kind of miss my, ano, my, I used to have an R65, diba?
Yep, no, yep.
Airhead.
Yep.
Ah, yun. Ganda rin.
One, if I can find,
kakita maghanap nun. Pero, balikbayan ba?
Hindi, sa, ano, Seven Rock.
Naku, mahal dun, ra.
Pero, ang dami nilang, ano, dami
mga parts. Mga parts Rock. Or buong bike?
Parts lang.
R65. I think that's a great addition to your collection.
Deo, si Ben Rock. Maganda ang corner.
Ikaw naman, Jolly. Paano mo kinu-curate yung collection mo?
Ano, walang naman motor ko eh.
Ano yung motor?
Yung GS. Yung nakamatayang GS na yun. At sa scooter.
What scooter?
Honda, yung freeway.
Yung freeway buhay pa?
Buhay pa yun.
Oo. Oh.
Like, kasi ano yun eh, nagkaroon ako ng, ano ako ngayon eh, medyo I'm going through a Japanese phase right now. So, binuhay, diba, nag-restore kami ni Henry ng Helix. Then, yung freeway. Then, may binubuo ko ngayon na Suzuki, yung GS400. So, yun yung unang four-stroke na Suzuki.
Oh, wait, I have another question. So, you maintain Jay's bikes? Ano yung pinaka ayaw mo i-maintain? Ano yung pinaka masakit sa ulo?
Yung Suzuki, grabe yun.
Bakit? Eh,
alam mo, hindi, di ba tamper yun? Single cylinder.
Oo, pero ang Suzuki, actually, ironically, inis na inis sa Suzuki, pero lahat ng ginagawa kong project yung Suzuki. Tempter ni Jay, yung Katana, tas itong GS400.
Yung Katana, nasa'yo pa?
Bago na lahat yun.
Wala pa yung pandemya.
Ano din, sa
akin na. Tanong mo, ano pa yung meron dun?
ano ngayon? Tawag dito. Ginamit ko yung Katana sa ano. Ay, yung GS ni Maki.
Ilan doon naman na doon na kay Jolly?
Sa 2K100. Hindi, ano siya?
Hindi pa gawa yung 2K100.
Hindi, I mean, naiintindihan ko, Jolly. Ano mo, mahirap mag-restore eh.
What are the challenges?
Ano siya kasi, lahat ng mga lumang bikes. Parang ano, example, brake pad. Karamihan ng mga brake pads, makapal pa sa mga lumang bike. Pero, ang hina ng preno. So, sinasabi ng mga tao, mahina ang preno ng lumang motor. Which is, I don't think it's universally true. Hindi porket makapal, kumakagat pa. Diba? So, pag preno mo ng bagom, okay na yung preno. Same sa mga bikes eh. So, hindi porket mababa milyahe, okay pa yung mga seals, diba? Luma na yun eh. Once na yung may kunuha kang isang pristine na bike na orig pa lahat, once na ginamit mo yun, nainitan, na-expose sa pressure, vibration, nagpuputukan lahat yun eh. Yung ano, yung katana, inunahan ko na, pinalitan ko na yung mga gaskets ng bike, okay naman. Yung problema, lahat ng hindi ko pinalitan na seals, isa-isang nagpuputukan yun. Okay. Every time I use that bike, may palitan akong seal. Ngayon, okay na, tumatakbo na siya.
Okay, may tanong ako.
Sana.
For example, alam ko rin yung proseso. May marami tayong kaibigan nag-restore. Would you, kanyari, may dumating na bike, tapos hindi ikaw yung unang gumawa. Tapos, sa'yo pinapagawa.
Nako, yun ang pinaka, yun ang nightmare.
Tinatanggap mo ba yan? O parang, ito yun sa iba.
Tinatanggap, tapos ipoposte. Ano ba naman yan?
Actually, yung problema yun, medyo magtitipto ka sa ganyang gawaan. Kasi una, baka ma-offend mo yung unang gumawa. Pangalawa, is yung liability nung ano yun, nung bike eh. Paano kung may ginawa kang isang bagay tapos nag-fail dun sa hindi mo naman nagawa? Pero ikaw yung last touch, so ikaw yung madadali.
Anong ethics pala sa ganyan?
Yan, tama. Kasi, sorry malaman.
Siyempre, kaharap mo yung owner. Yung ba sasabihin mo, eto si Mechanic A kasi, ganito ginawa. Ganun ba? Or sasabihin mo lang na pwede pa nating ayusin to. How do you deal with that?
Kasi anong sa Pinas, ethical? Walang medical malpractice.
Oo.
Dito, wala rin mechanical malpractice.
Diba? Parang, ito ba, tinatapat mo ba?
Lahat ng mga mechanics, do they protect themselves? Diba?
Do you choose to be honest and true sa client? Or imamask mo na tama naman yung ginawa ni Mechanic A, pero pwede pa nating improve. Paano nyo, how do you deal with that?
Yun nga, yun yung mahirap minsan eh. May mga times na kaya naman pagtakpan eh, yung ginawa nung previous eh. Parang, madali lang rectify yan.
Kung minor.
Oo. Okay lang yan. Parang, it's a normal thing. Walang kawalan yun.
Pero
yung mga tipong like humigup ng air filter yung makina, humigup ng intake, yung mga tipong ganun. Or
winelding.
Basta yung mga ganun, parang... Uh-oh. Pero pinipicture ko talaga yun, sinsend ko sa owner, parang ayusin natin to.
Hindi, tama. Sabi ni Jolly, walang hindi magaling na mekaniko sa Pilipinas eh. Diba? Walang maamin eh. Magaling ako eh. Hindi... Eh, bakit tayo umandar? Hindi, kasi gano'n yan eh. Dalawa na kayo, no? May kilala ako, magaling magano.
Pero pag ganyan talaga, ano yan, ako talaga diretso na sa owner na. Diretso sa owner sinasabi
ko. Ako para sa akin, yung may-ari ang moderator. Kasi bike mo yan eh. For example, may problema kayo ni Mechanic A. Si Mechanic A, hindi maayos yung ano. O sige, okay lang ba? Second opinion. Parang doktor, second opinion tayo. Kasi wala, ayaw eh.
Eh, sa Pinas, yung mga doktor, galit sa mga ganyan eh.
Diba? Yeah, naka-experience ako ng ganyan, Maki. Hey, diba? Pinagsasabong kami.
Hindi, huwag ganun. Huwag ganun. Kasi ako motor ko yan. Pagka ako motor ko yan. Mechanic A. Problema. Okay lang ba? Daling ko kayo yung Mechanic B. Kasi ayaw, tagal na nito. Diba? So parang pagdating kayo Mechanic B, papakwento. May minsan, ayaw naman makipag-usap ni Mechanic Game. Ako yung nakikipagtuloy. Hindi, sabi nito, ganyan. Parang sabi, usap na lang kaya kayo. Para talagang tapos na, di ba? So, ang hirap, as an owner, ang hirap din talaga mag-mediate. Eh.
Minsan sasabihin ni Mechanic A, nako, nagmarunong naman yung Mechanic B niya. Wala namang alam yan eh, di ba? Minsan, ganun. Parang ano eh, minsan muddled na yung, ano, hindi mo na alam tuloy ngayon. Paano ba? Sino ba nagsasabi ng totoo dito? Kailangan mo ng third opinion?
Parang pinapawisan na si Jolly. Jolly,
ano? Wala naman tayong binabanggit ng sino eh, di ba?
Hindi ka naman sa isa mo ba?
Nakita ko dyan, Jay. Parang ano yun eh. Babalik tayo sa usapang art. May pride yung ano eh. May pride yung ginawa nila eh. May kasamang ego yun. Yun parang pinaghirapan ko yun eh, di ba? Tapos syempre, kung ikikritik mo yun, naiinis naman din sila.
Sige, ito na lang. Paano ba natin masosolve yung mga ganitong issue? Para sa tingin nyo, ano yung dapat gawin as an owner and sige, as a mechanic, ano bang ano?
Sa ako, observation ko ngayon, ang nagugustuhan ko is meron na tayong na-identify na specialista sa particular na, na, for example, no? O may Honda specialist dito sa Caloocan, dalhin mo kay Mang ganyan. Oh, tanungin mo muna ko ano yung problema ng bike mo. Or pag sinabi mo namang airhead, o si Jolly, ano yan, hawak niyan. Si Kit, di ba? Yung mga classic na R50, parang yun yung turf niya. Parang ang nakikita ko ngayon, dumadami na yung mga specialist. So ako, mas malaki yung trust mo, yung percentage ng trust mo dun sa specialist kesa dun sa hahanap ka pa ng, di ba, ng bago. So I guess yun yung isa sa maganda.
At ito yung maganda. Yung mga specialist na yan, makikita mo sila sa Moto Heritage Week.
Yun!
Di ba?
Yun ang magandang segue. Yun
maganda.
Oo, ganda.
Ito totoo. Makikita actually, mo lahat sila doon. Diba? Kasi papakilala ka kay Kit, papakilala ka kay Jonathan, kay Jolly, di ba? Oh, ito, mga specialist mo.
Actually, that's interesting, Jay, no? I was in IFA. In Berlin. It's like the biggest electronic expo in Europe. Parang CES. Okay, diba? Okay. And in one corner, mahal ng labor sa Germany. But the Europeans are pushing for this thing called right to repair. Yung mga gadgets natin ngayon, para disposable yan. And it's horrible for the environment. So they had one area where they had electricians, they had people who were donating their time. And you would bring your gadgets in and have it repaired. It got me thinking about Moto Heritage. And then there's this other show, Antiques Roadshow.
Correct.
Like, how cool would it be to have a segment in Moto Heritage wherein you bring in these vintage bikes and then you have the experts kind of look at it and tell you, one, how much the value is.
Appraise.
Pinapos ko yun dati kay Jay. Sinayang mo yun, Jay. Sige, game, tara. Sabi ko, Jojo, tara. Gusto mong ganun? Live, papatakbo tayo ng motor. Sabi sa niyo,
Takbo.
No, I mean, it's not, hindi mo kailangan ipatakbo, but you have all of these specialists there who can give you insight on what needs to be done. And then you have another specialist.
That's a good idea,
who,
actually.
Who can give you the cost of the bike, like if they wanted to sell it. Kasi maraming may mga barnyard finds. Yung mga nakatago, yung motor ng lolo ko.
Magandang chance yun, lalapitan ko. Ah, boss, balak niyo may benta yan? Bili ko na yan.
No, because they don't know the value. And there's so many unique bikes na hindi mo pwede tignan sa marketplace, sa ano, na hindi mo alam yung presyo eh. But you go to Moto Heritage with this bike. Or even pictures of the bike, right?
A lot of ano mga owners ng mga lumang motor, no? Marami dyan yung dinidisplay na lang sa living room, sa sala. Bakit? Hindi na mapatakbo eh. For the longest time, no? And I think si Jolly din, marami nakakausap na ganun. Minsan yung family, namatay na yung head of the family, naiwan na sa kanila. Hindi naman nila alam ayusin yan.
Actually, yun yung problema, no? With the old tech. Yung sabi ni iba na yung mga right to repair, lahat ng mga dating machines, ano siya, talagang they were designed to run
forever.
Indefinitely eh. Basta may parts ka lang eh. Ngayon, may design obsolescence eh. So, after 5 years, tap mo na yan.
Wala nang pyesa.
Ang problema ng mga dating products, no? Ano siya eh, it takes a certain skill to operate and use. Diba? Mm-hmm. Bikes before, diba? Manual yung advance, manual yung ABS, yung fuel tap, i-on mo pa. So, yun yung ano eh, parang nawala na yung ganong klaseng skill sa paggamit. Kasi sobrang user-friendly ng mga bagong motorsiklo.
Why not put up an office na? Kasi usually, yun na, medyo lumalaki na yung operation, kailangan na naming ayusin, no? Yung mga may admin work dyan, ganun. So, we have been looking for an office and this year, pinalad tayo na magkaroon nga ng space, no? Office space dito sa may Brixton sa Capitolio. And this space, no, will also be not only be an office for Ride PH, but it will be an art space, no, parang gallery, And marami tayong mga activities na pinaplano dyan. Of course, invited ka na. Sa baba lang kayo. Sa baba lang kayo eh. Di ba? Ay, Watt Mobility. Sa taas lang kami ng Watt Mobility. So, we're excited, no? Aside from the new office for Ride PH, we're also launching another show, no? Aside from Ride PH. Ride PH will still be a show, but we'll be focusing mainly on like motorcycle reviews, industry updates, events, no, anything related to motorcycle. The new show, na hindi ko pa masabi yung title, I will be about giving back naman, paying it forward. Gusto nating, kasi niisip natin eh, parang, marami namang nagre-review ng motor eh. Marami namang nagko-cover ng mga event, nagpo-promote ng motorcycle tourism. But this particular show will be devoted into helping naman our fellow riders. So, yun, abangan nila yun. We'll be launching it also at the end of the year, no? This month. 2 months from now. Mga 2 months from now.
So this has more heart. Parang may puso.
Going back to my roots as a documentarist, no, medyo namimiss ko na. Matagal na actually naming pinaplano, nag-a-attempt. But this time, I think we will be able to launch it this year.
Yun. So, pero you heard it first here.
Oh, oh. Yes, exclusive.
TNR exclusive. Something new. Where is it? Is it going to be on TikTok?
Not only TikTok, but
saan lalabas?
Of course, TV, television.
TV.
Oh, oh. Okay. Yeah, announce namin.
Where on TV? Satellite TV? Terrestrial TV? Digital TV?
It will be aired on a TV, TV station network. Pero yun, abangan natin. It's something different. And actually, not so different, but you know, going back to my roots as a documentary.
Baka maging Peabody Award-winning show na naman to.
Yun.
Oh, tandaan nyo tong episode na to. Ha?
Malatampal po kina naman.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
So we're gonna air it. And
Before the show comes out, we gotta have you guys on again to talk about it.
Of course, of course. Invite mo lang kami.
Game.
Oo.
Malapit lang naman, neighbors na tayo eh.
Okay. Doon na tayo mag
podcast.
ganda, promise, nakita ko.
Maki, ask the question na.
Okay. So tanong na natin yung lagi nating tinatanong sa mga guest natin. Sir Jay, Jolly.
Si Jolly, hindi pa yata sumagot si Jolly.
O sige, unahin ko si Jolly. Diba? Siya lagi nagtatanong nito eh. Jolly, ano ba ang definition mo ng tunay na rider?
/ mechanic.
Tunay na mechanic.
Una, sa tunay na mechanic, basta di mo pinapahamak kung ano sumasakay sa mga motor na ginagawa mo.
Tunay na rider / mechanic.
Ano, tunay na rider, ano yun eh, tawag dito? Question yun eh, na bakit ka ba nagmo-motorsiklo? Kung kaya mong sagutin yun para sa sarili mo. Yun yun.
Tunay na rider as a mechanics point of view.
Basta hindi nasaktan yung kliyente.
Umamin ka.
Basta wala kang na-offend.
Umamin ka sa totoong problema ng bike mo.
Huwag mong pagtago.
Yan, alright. Jay.
Yun, well, idikit ko na lang din dun sa bago nating ilo-launch na. I just turned 50 this year. And yun nga eh. Meron sana tayong...
Ano yan? Vintage? Classic? Ano yung 50-year-old na motor?
Obsolete na.
Vintage, vintage.
50s, vintage.
So alam, ganun pala yun pag tumatanda ka. No? Rider, tumatanda rin eh. Pag tumatanda ka, naiisip mo, paano ba makakatulong?
Yun.
Ano ba iiwan ko sa mundong to?
Wow.
Ha? 50 na tayo.
Ba't ka nakitingin sa akin? Hindi pa ako 50.
Hindi ko sinasabi ikaw at ako. But you know, just turned 50 and parang napaisip lang ako na I guess it's time to ano, diba? Look around. See, ano pang pwede mong gawin? Ano pang pwede mong iwan at may tulong? So we thought of the show, and actually next year we're also launching another well, should I say, activity na makakatulong din, no, sa mga Filipinos, kapwa natin. And I hope you, Maki, and the rest of the Tunay na Rider guys, no, Bach, ayun, sana makasama namin kayo. And next, matagal-tagal pa yun, next year pa yun. But the new show will be launched this year. So,
yeah.
Ayun, I think, yun, ang sagot is, ang sagot is, ang Tunay na Rider ay marunong tumulong at may malasakit.
Yeah, na Tunay na Rider gives back.
Yes.
But I would argue that the impact you've already made in your, inamin mo na matanda ka eh. In your decades.
Sabi ko tayo.
In your decades of including motorcycles in your storytelling. Diba? Hindi wala pang Motorcycle Diaries. Eyewit pa lang. Sinisingit mo na eh. Sinasama mo na yung mga story ng motor. I think you've given a lot to the community.
Well, yun nga.
Ngayon pera na. Hindi na story.
It doesn't stop there, iba, diba? I mean, yung mga natulungan natin before, ano na yan eh, diba? Tapos na yan eh. And ang dami nang nangyari, no? Chapter sa buhay mo, and you're not getting any younger, diba? Parang, I guess, andun ako dun sa point
legacy.
Of yun. Ganong perspective. What else can we do, diba? Andito pa tayo. Buhay pa ako after 50.
Yep, after the pandemic. Ano yung legacy you're leaving behind for the other riders there?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Jolly and
thank
Jay.
You, thank you so much, Mackie.
Thank you, Jolly. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in with us, Tunay na Rider.
And like and subscribe.
Oh, follow our socials and follow our Spotify. And see you on our next episode. Bye-bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.